relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
People like to say that we live in historic times. They use that as a cliche far too often. Well, today, it is true. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network, and we are part of history being made before our eyes. It is a frightening time. It has been a frightening time for the last 4 years in terms of the damage done to the fabric of our republic. But today I'm buoyed by what I've witnessed with my own eyes this morning from our president, from those hundreds of thousands who were supporting him at the March to Save Our Nation. And what we are witnessing today, a massive, a huge American Stars and Stripes unfurled in front of Capitol Hill as those protesters, those patriots, have taken over Capitol Hill. I am the child of people who suffered under dictatorship, who were liberated during a revolution, the Hungarian Revolution. I remember as a young man witnessing with my own eyes live the events of the Romanian Revolution. And something similar is happening today. It's peaceful, but those who elect our representatives and our senators have had enough, and they are in their house, as we saw a protester just moments ago on television say, to the shock and the chagrin of Fox News. That's our house. It's not the senators. It's not Nancy Pelosi's. It's not Chuck Schumer's. God willing, it will continue to be peaceful, but a message has been sent. And I did not predict this would occur, but I'm so delighted to have with us to discuss everything that is breaking right now your favorite guests, two of the greatest Americans I know, who are going to be here for the next 2 hours. The first hour is just us talking, and then they have graciously agreed to stay and take your calls. none other than Victoria Tansing, with a CV, a resume too long to list. Law professional, worked on intelligence issues on Capitol Hill, and of course, former special counsel, a man who served in our government and is fighting for truth every single day with his muse. And that's Joe DiGenoa. Welcome back to America First, my friends.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes. Happy New Year. Indeed.
The fireworks have just begun.
Should I feel guilty for feeling good?
No, absolutely not. Because what is happening is in the finest tradition of American revolutionary thought. This is the beginning of the continuation of the Trump movement. Everything that we've seen on Capitol Hill has been peaceful. It's been disruptive, because that is the purpose of protest and demonstration, is to be disruptive, to raise the specter of intelligent discussion. What I'm glad about is that this is telling the Republican Party that this is not something to be forgotten. What happened over the last 4 years to this president and to the people who supported him, who have been harmed, sought after, assaulted physically, hounded in restaurants, persecuted, had their lives changed, their jobs stolen from them by the cancellation culture. What you are seeing today frightens some people, but that is the nature of revolutionary thought. And I don't say that in the Marxist sense, because that's not what we're talking about. I say that in the American revolutionary sense.
Thomas Jefferson thought there ought to be a revolution every so often, that was good for the country.
Tree of liberty, the tree of freedom.
Yeah, well, he was thinking that when he was over in France. from afar, when the Whiskey Rebellion was going on and so forth.
Yeah, and by the way, nothing that we're saying condones any type of violence, and I've seen none of that
demonstrated here. But let's just stop for a second. Let's be clear here. None of us are condoning violence, and what the incredible reality of the events we are witnessing right now, the TV screen is live, showing Americans inside Capitol Hill. Every single one of them is peaceful, unlike what we have witnessed for the last 10 months in America.
Exactly.
Whether it's the firebombing of St. John's Church a block from the White House, whether it's the $3 billion worth of arsenal looting in America. And this is what separates us, is it not? The two sides of this political divide are action taken in a peaceable fashion to say, as you said, to disrupt and to waken up. And the other is destruction for the sake of destruction. The difference couldn't be larger.
It's bold and it's disruptive, but it is peaceful.
But they need to be in five other places.
Yes.
They need to be in the state capitals where
Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona.
Not Nevada. It has a Democratic, but only where the Republicans run.
Correct.
And failed the Constitution.
Failed miserably.
And failed in so many ways before the election by allowing people like the state Secretary of State to change the law, like Georgia, as an example, where the Secretary of State agreed with Stacey Abrams to have what I call mail-out ballots.
An unconstitutional settlement.
Yes.
And actions taken in Pennsylvania that were in contravention of Pennsylvania's constitution.
That was the state legislature. So these Republican legislatures should have fixed the law prior to the election. They did not. And afterwards.
Or should have sued.
Question is, where were the Republican legislatures when the deal was made?
We're going to walk through all of these issues. I was there in the front row listening to the president today. We have clips from the president's speech to the amassed supporters there. But let's be very clear. It starts with this issue. On the night of the election 2 months ago, in the key battleground states where the GOP held the state house, the election was fraudulently overturned. The president was winning in every single one of those battleground states. The voting stopped, the vote count stopped, and then miraculously, as if by immaculate intervention, the results were reversed when the vote count was re-initiated. And then we are supposed to believe that the man at the top of the Democrat ticket, who's been a politician for 47 years, who didn't campaign, who is cognitively challenged, not only beat a man who got 12 million more votes than he did 4 years ago, but also gotten more votes than the first black president. That's all the evidence I need. But right now, we're with two legal experts who have been advising the president, fighting for the truth. And I think you said it in the green room, Joe. What we are witnessing now on Capitol Hill is a direct result of the inaction by those who had a responsibility to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, it is. What you are seeing is people speaking out, taking control of their destiny, supplanting the people in the Republican Party who failed to do their jobs. I was listening to some of the Republican members of the House who were complaining about this demonstration a few minutes ago and how upset they are. What they should have been upset about 3 years ago was the change in state laws that the Republican Party, including the Republican National Committee, did nothing about.
Yes.
They did not fight it. The state legislatures were not encouraged by the Republican National Committee and national Republicans to sue and fight the Stacey Abrams changes to law. Because what they did around this country, the Democrats, very smartly, they connived to change election law unconstitutionally in contravention of Article 1. And they changed the law to eliminate certification, to eliminate verification,
to eliminate signatures.
And they did it for one reason and one reason only. When the circuit broke at midnight on November the 3rd, they would then be able to use the unverifiable mail-in, mail-out absentee ballots to change the result of this
election. But they didn't even need to do that because in this Georgia runoff election, they still did the mail-out. They didn't even change their process.
They did nothing.
In Georgia.
There are consequences when for decades those who are meant to uphold the Constitution fail to do so. And we are witnessing those consequences today. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Joe and Victoria. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you kindly, Mr. President. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Words from the document that established our great republic from over two centuries ago, but words which are sadly newly relevant. It's not a monarch 5,000 miles away, but it is a political elite on both sides of the aisle that has either engineered usurpations or acquiesced in their implementation. And that is why we are seeing the events today. Still on the steps of Capitol Hill, we see thousands of protesters, patriots, the people who provide the sovereignty to those inside the building to exercise power on their behalf. And we have with us two fabulous guests to discuss what is going on. I have a mandate and a responsibility to keep you informed with up-to-date information. The latest is, and there are photographs I will be posting as my friends respond, of plain-clothed officers of some variety inside Congress pulling their weapons out and firing. A woman has been allegedly taken out of Capitol Hill, shot. But we have no reports of any of the protesters being armed, but deadly force has been used by some branch of law enforcement inside the building. I'm just going to allow you to comment. Free thought.
Well, I think...
Sorry, Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Townsend.
I think it's really not proper to use armed force inside the Capitol when there is. This may be a demonstration that upsets people, and it is disruptive. There's no evidence that anybody had weapons or that they were threatening anyone or any person. Now, we need to learn more about all of that and how this occurred and whether or not this woman was armed. There's no evidence that she was. So we need to learn more. But I think once you send law enforcement people into a situation who are armed in a political environment like this, you raise the risk of unnecessary harm being caused. And this is very regrettable that someone was injured.
We've seen this in underdeveloped countries. We've seen this in dictatorships in third world countries where unarmed civilians in large numbers have been fired upon. As I said when I opened the show, I was 18 years old when I was watching live on television. I was in Hungary and just across the border at the fake Christmas Day. Instead of Christmas Day in Ceausescu's Romania, the people were forced to celebrate his quote-unquote birthday or his national day, and he gave a speech. And the crowd started to boo at him because they'd had enough of his decades-long political persecution, at which point the secret police opened fire on unarmed civilians. So you are absolutely right, Joe. We must find out the facts of the case, but we have the pictographic, we have the pictorial evidence. Weapons have been drawn by plainclothes officers. Reports are shots have been fired. Your response, Victoria?
I think people have reached a breaking point. I know I feel it. I sense it. When this, you know, from the very beginning, when Trump was elected, they were talking about impeachment, and he had to go through the Mueller investigation. And then 2 minutes later, he's going through an impeachment on a perfectly fine telephone call that he should have made because Hunter Biden is corrupt, and that investigation should have been done without his ever having to ask about it. And then we turn around and we have a false election. But through that, the media has tamped all of us down. They either silence us or censure us.
Or accuse us. We know, you know, this is the conspiracy theorist. If you talk about Hunter Biden, if you talk about the suitcases of ballots pulled out from under the tables in Georgia, you're a conspiracy theorist.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I think today, though, let's just look at the situation on Capitol Hill. This was a catastrophic failure of security by the Capitol Police and the police in the District of Columbia who are responsible for the security of the Capitol. But it's the Capitol Police are responsible for the security of that building. The Speaker of the House, the Sergeant-at-Arms in both chambers, and the architect of the Capitol. I used to run this when I was the Chief Counsel and Staff Director of the Senate Rules Committee. I had jurisdiction over the Capitol Police and all the security. The fact that they were unprepared, knowing that there were going to be 500,000 people who were going to be asked to march to the Capitol and peaceably demonstrate, shows that they were woefully unprepared. Now, when you're unprepared and you lose the law enforcement organization, the one thing that you do not do is you do not become Bull Connor, and you do not start brandishing weapons on people who are unarmed. This is a big mistake. It is a catastrophic security failure on Capitol Hill, which never should have occurred. They were totally unprepared.
Let me be clear here. What I have seen, I spent the morning on the Ellipse. I was there listening to the president. I was in the midst of this massive. Then I came to the studio and we watched as these people peacefully marched to Capitol Hill. Not one, there was no reflection, no echo of what we saw with the Kavanaugh hearings and the screeching at the Supreme Court's front door. There was no violence to use. There was no battering rams. People literally walked into Congress, which means the Capitol Police and the MPD utterly failed. When you are peacefully able to enter access to a building that you shouldn't be going into with flagpoles and massive numbers, that is on the police. And what is the response? You line up and you push them back. You peaceably line up and you push them back. You put your riot gear on, that's fine. If things get a little bit hairy, we've seen the use of tear gas. We had to use pepper spray outside St. John's Church when they tried to burn it to the ground. But the idea that weapons are drawn and used allegedly, we need to see if there is an iota, a scintilla of justification for that. Because right now, it seems as if there isn't.
Again, I want to emphasize, as someone who's had responsibility for mass demonstrations in Washington, D.C., as the United States attorney, we used to regulate the demonstrations in front of the Soviet embassy. All of these things, massive demonstrations with the tactical squads of the Metropolitan Police Department. This is in the 80s when things were very well run. This has been a complete failure of the superstructure of the House and the Senate. The fact that they did not have sufficient numbers of police officers and others ready to deal with this is simply mind-boggling to me. I cannot imagine that on a day like this, with something as important as the electoral counting going on, that they would not have been prepared.
That's such an incredible point, that maybe one could find a sliver of justification if this were a surprise assault by thousands on a Sunday night when nobody was there. But this is the day of the count for the Electoral College. This is the day when the president held his speech at the Ellipse. What is going on? Here on America First, we will keep you updated. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Council. This is the Salem Radio Network, back with Joe and Victoria after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. This isn't just talk radio. This is news radio. And we have a responsibility to our millions of listeners and also viewers live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. And we are very happy to connect to Bob Agnew, who is our Capitol Hill correspondent for SRN News, who is on the site. Bob, what can you tell us? We have various reports of shots fired inside Congress and a woman being injured and taken out. Well, what can you tell us about the situation right now?
Well, I'm kind of seeing the small picture rather than the big one right now, Sebastian. I'm here. I just got through some doors where the noise is down, but standing right above a throng of people trying to get themselves into whichever chamber it is right down there. And the police, Capitol Police, will let me get only so close. So it's quite a throng. I've personally seen fists thrown, shoving, pushing, some spray being issued by somebody. It's a pretty rowdy scene right down there.
Have you seen the use of any weapons by civilians? Have you seen, is it more than just fisticuffs?
I have not personally seen that. I saw over near the door, I saw some spray floating through the air. I am almost certain that was maybe some of the civilians using some kind of pepper spray. But that's really just my impression. I couldn't possibly see who shot it. So there's definitely serious pushing and shoving going on. And the Capitol Police are standing, blocking the throng from entering the chamber they're attempting to get into.
And do you have any kind of impression, because you're there, you've got into the building, what is the relationship in terms of law enforcement officers to civilians? Are they just outnumbered? Were they caught unawares? Are they not taking action? How did this occur?
Well, it just standing where I'm standing now, there's just enormous amounts of people coming in. So it's a mob by any definition I can tell you. I mean, the entire area just crammed full and more people trying to get through. So I would say that they probably just didn't anticipate a huge, massive throng of the people. I mean, the amount of people gathered here outside the Capitol today, pretty moderate compared to those gathered, I assume, over at the big rally on the National Mall. And exactly what instigated the breach to begin with, I'm not sure. But when I was trying to go down there a few minutes ago, the Capitol Police won't let me get much closer. But they said, I tried to get specifics about what was going on here, and he said, really, it's going on throughout the building. So I'm really looking at the small picture, but I think it's representative of what's going on all around us right here.
And what are your plans? Will you be attempting to stay in the building so that we can talk to you later during the show?
Absolutely. I think right now I don't think I'd be allowed to go out. And they're telling us they may evacuate us. We're trying to work in place here best I can. I came over here just to be close to the action. And so far, I haven't gotten myself in trouble with the Capitol Police. So I'll try to maintain my distance up to a point. But absolutely, let's stay in touch. And I'll try to figure out more details of exactly what I'm seeing here. But it's a pretty rowdy scenario, no doubt about it.
And do you feel physically safe yourself, Bob Agnew?
I feel safe just because, you know, I don't feel like I have any reason to feel unsafe. There's a pretty rowdy crowd down there, and some of them were making angry gestures at me because they think I'm a typical member of the typical press. You know, that's just
tell them you're a friend of mine, Bob. Tell them you're a friend of mine. You'll be fine.
I'll tell them. All right. All right. We need to give me a photo so I can show them my credentials there. But I'm not worried.
And you haven't heard anything, any more details about this alleged shooting?
No, I have not. Okay. I'll try to look it up so next time we talk. By the way, I'm posting videos I'm taking on this very phone right here to my personal Facebook account just because that's the first place it goes. So
you're Bob Agnew on Facebook.
All right, absolutely. And we'll see what we get some more precise details.
Okay, two big questions. I know the whole Salem network, all of our co-hosts and friends that will be broadcasting after we go off the air at 6 Eastern, we need to know any more details about that shooting. And also, I personally would be very curious, Bob, if you can get to the bottom of
pardon
how...
Pardon me, Sebastian. I'm with the Senate Radio and TV Gallery.
Everything okay,
the reporters,
Bob?
Yes, they're still up there, and I'm talking to the Capitol Police right now, Sebastian, and the officers are down there, had a big throng downstairs. I'm not allowed to go down. I would say about a dozen or so of us. Do you want us to evacuate the Senate or stay? Hold in place. Okay. All right.
All right, Bob, stay safe. See if you can find out about that shooting incident. And also, I'm curious where the initial egress or the ingress into the building occurred. But stay safe above all else. That's Bob Agnew, our Capitol Hill correspondent at SRN News, who is actually streaming on Facebook on his personal account, Bob Agnew. God bless you, Bob, and we'll talk to you later. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have in studio for the next hour and a half two of your favorites, Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tansing. They are the perfect people to have here. Former U.S. Attorney D.C., responsible for big events, working with the police, Hill staffer on intelligence issues, and also both of them working for the president, so could not be better. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, this is a must try for you. I am now 2 years pain-free. My friend Victoria is now a believer in Relief Factor, and tens of thousands of Americans are finding daily relief. You could be the next one. Listen to Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer buddies. Find out for yourself if it could work for you like it works for me. Thousands of Americans, Victoria and Gary. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Do not touch that dial.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Do you know who Justin Moon is? His family escaped North Korea. His father was persecuted by that communist regime. He came here, and as a college student, he decided to revolutionize the American firearms industry with the first 9mm compact polymer-framed handgun, one that I wear almost every single day. Car Arms is my choice, a U.S.-based firearms manufacturer who's in this fight for America with us here at America First. K-A-H-R, Car Arms, makes patented high-quality pocket pistols at the best prices. Visit KAHR.com to find one today. We are back with Victoria Tunsing and Joe DeGenova in our ReliefFactor.com studios. Latest updates, the White House press secretary has said the National Guard is on its way. The police have clearly failed, catastrophic failure, and now somebody is taking charge, and that person is the commander-in-chief. Let me read to you something from our Constitution. It's called the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition government for a redress of grievances. You made a comment, Victoria, in the break about the fact that what we are seeing today should have surprised nobody, should it?
No, we've reached our breaking point, and people are all reacting in different ways, and we're seeing one way here. When you've been lied to by the media for the last 4 years, when you have seen investigation after investigation, when you have seen suppression of anything about the Democrats or Biden or Hunter Biden, and people that, you know, realize that after a while it's kind of seeps out. For those of us who represent the president, the Lincoln Project has asked for us to be disbarred.
As lawyers, because you are working for the president to find the truth.
We say one false thing on television and another thing in court. But Joe and I have not been to court. And they don't specify one false statement. So there's 1,000 lawyers that signed this. I am so concerned.
Based on a lie.
About the legal profession. They didn't even ask. If I'm asked to sign something, I want to say, oh, what's the statement?
Where's the evidence?
Yeah, where's the evidence before I sign on? And they didn't even care. The Lincoln Project is one of the most corrupt organizations there is.
Amoral. Not even immoral. Amoral. Joe, if you are not allowed to speak your mind, if you are suppressed, if social media is in the tank for one political party, are not the events, the peaceful events of today, the robust but peaceful events, are they not inevitable?
Yes. I think it's very important for us all to appreciate what happens when Facebook, Twitter, all of those social media decide to shut down opposition speech. That's communism. That's what happens in Eastern Europe and Russia and China. When you shut down speech, you cut off the avenue for the expression of opinion, and that creates pressure, a pressure cooker.
Which mounts.
And over time, it gets very, very volatile. Now, there was a fabulous gathering today at the White House. There were peaceful protesters. That doesn't mean that the Capitol should have been breached. It should not have. But that is a combination of two things: a completely unprepared Capitol police force and the leadership of Congress in both houses, Republican and Democrat, with no strategic security plan and some overzealous protesters. They can be overzealous. I've heard nothing about any protester being armed, having a weapon, or doing anything.
Or anybody being injured by a protester.
But going into the Capitol. But here's the thing. They should have never been allowed, the protesters, to enter the Capitol under those circumstances.
So you, as former U.S. Attorney for D.C., who've worked on these issues for decades, what has to happen now? Clearly the mayor has failed. Clearly the MPD has failed. Clearly the Capitol Police has failed. There was no plan.
The sergeant-at-arms of both the House and the Senate
has failed.
The architect of the Capitol has failed.
The president has said the National Guard is deploying. What is the right response?
Well, the correct response is to get people out of the Capitol who should not be there
by nonviolent
means.
Well,
I don't. Drawing weapons to me is defeat.
Is a failure.
If you have to draw weapons in a situation like this, where you have unarmed protesters, you have failed as law enforcement, and that is very, very sad. Again, this all should have been anticipated and prepared for. And it was not.
Well, it simply should not have happened.
Yes. There's no... It's They could have prevented people from entering the Capitol. Those doors, listen, I've done this. I have helped seal the Capitol as the director of the Rules Committee.
So this is an important question, because I don't know. I've worked with federal law enforcement, state and local law enforcement, but very, very infrequently with the Capitol. I have briefed the Capitol police force, but not many times. There's no empirical reason why they couldn't have secured the building, is there?
None,
I mean, they
whatsoever.
Have the capacity.
No, well, remember,
they have doors.
They have total...
but the Democrats don't like them.
They don't like walls.
They're walls.
They don't like walls.
They're walls. The door's like
maybe
a wall.
They defunded the Capitol Police in one sense. But here's the thing. They have total power over the perimeter of that building and the interior. It is monarchical power inside and outside of that building. This is not about not having enough power. This is about not having a plan.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm totally opposed to breaching the Capitol and going inside. I think that's disruptive. I think it's unproductive. I think it muddies the water. I think it allows for criticism, which I believe is unfounded. But nonetheless, none of these demonstrators should have entered the building.
But the point is, it was expected. We should have expected this.
There should
have been a plan.
There should have been an answer.
And there should have been a response that was non-violent, that physically barred them from entry. And it didn't happen. It failed.
Well, they let it get out of control.
Right. I'm so grateful we planned this the way we have, that you are here in this studio with us today. For those who are not aware, Joe and Victoria have graciously agreed to stay with us for the second hour of our show, when we will be taking calls. So your questions on what should have been happening today in Capitol Hill with Vice President Pence, you can ask me about what the rally was like with the president, but they will be with us for an extra hour. We will start taking calls in 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've lived it now for 2 years. My lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, was gone 2 weeks after I started taking Relief Factor, and that was 2 years ago. Listen. Also, to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Pain-free, did you hear her? That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 or relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know, as the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? Do it today. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Carr Firearms.
Also by the great Mike Lindell, who might be beaming in our third hour. He was with me today at the president's rally. He has offered you, our friends, an amazing offer, more than 60% off his products if you use my name, mypillow.com, G-O-R-K-A. Call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, the pillow that... Well, he sold 51 million of them. They're that good. Do it today. Just seen footage. It looks very disturbing. Looks like that footage from Iran when that young woman was murdered by the Iranian security forces. It looks like the woman who was taken out of the building shot. She had blood running out of her nose. She was lying on her back. I presume that's who we were seeing there. I will wait for verification. What I can tell you for sure, the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, has ordered a 6 p.m. curfew and to try and respond to this, what we have decided here in studio is a catastrophic failure. We have with us Victoria Tunsing and Joe DeGeneva, who before he became U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C., was chief counsel for the Rules Committee, correct?
Yes.
And one point we made in the break is that what we're seeing today is clearly inevitable if you pressure people for long enough. And secondly, when it comes to police failure, is likely inevitable because of what?
Well, first of all, while they were adopting a new speech code in the House of Representatives, gender-neutral speech code to eliminate daughter, father, son,
I mean,
they apparently failed to adopt a security plan to protect the Capitol on one of the most volatile political days in the history of the country. Now, what I want to say is, I do not blame the Capitol police officers themselves for this. They're following orders. The question becomes, in the postmortem, what restrictions were put on those police officers to make sure that the Capitol would be safe? Yeah. Did the Speaker of the House and others say, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, making it impossible for those police officers to, in fact, protect the Capitol?
And think about the message.
Yes.
Because if these friendly, I mean, the peaceful people can breach it, what about people
who are prepared,
who want to do violence?
Yeah.
I mean, and remember, the Iranians have just said in the last 24 hours they're going to drive a plane into the Capitol, which was, we think, originally planned.
The White House.
Well, no, no, the Capitol. And also they passed legislation, or they intimated in Tehran that they're going to assassinate Donald Trump.
No matter where or when.
In revenge for taking out the biggest terrorist in the world, Qasem Soleimani. So whichever way you cut it, a catastrophic failure for the police, not the individual police officers, but for their political masters, just like the rules of engagement our troops had in Afghanistan for 8 years, they are suffering the same asinine, incompetent political control. We will be back. Latest breaking news. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, has been deployed to Congress, to the U.S. Capitol. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.